It's Wednesday, the 12th of September. This is Eric Sloof with another Twilight Zone interview, reporting live from the VM World in San Francisco. At the end of the keynote on Wednesday, I'm sitting right next to the famous Mike Leverick. Mike, good morning. What did you expect of this keynote? And eventually, now you tell it yourself.
Okay, fair enough. I'll just make something up off the fly. I think last year when I came to the keynote, one of them was very, very dull, and I didn't go to any of the keynotes after that, and I missed out on some interesting stuff. So I was absolutely adamant that I should go to the keynotes each day just in case I miss out. I didn't miss out on anything today. The first guy, the guy from Cisco, he's very much one of these CEOs, which is like sort of, I'm a visionary, the white heat of technology can drive our business and massively increase our products, productivity and our profits. Nobody really buys that anymore.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. As I was saying to one of the other guys, it was very much like, felt like I was at some Southern Christian convention, a hallelujah kind of thing, which... As a typical British kind of guy, I'm a bit of sceptical about that kind of stuff. And then we moved on and we had the panel discussion, which, to be honest with you, the only thing that redeemed it was the fact that I could cheerfully ignore it in the background while I did my blogging and did other things that were more interesting. What gets me about this whole debate about virtualization and power and how we're saving on power is, to get to this conference, I did a 6,000-mile journey. How much CO2 did I pump in the atmosphere just to get to VMworld? And then other things like when a server falls out of warranty, most of the customers I speak to say it's more expensive to renew the warranty than it is to trash that server and buy new hardware all over again. Is that environmentally friendly? Where does that go? It either goes to a landfill or it gets sent over to China, where you've got Chinese people disassembling electronic equipment and being poisoned by it. So before we go around patting ourselves on the back about how environmentally friendly we are, let's really take a long, hard look at what we do in IT and how wasteful we actually are. So being here in the US and being a European, to hear US guys talk about power consumption while the US failed to sign and agree or ratify the Kyoto Agreement, which is about to expire in the next couple of years already, it's a bit rich, to be quite honest. You know, I mean, not that I'm saying we're any better in Europe. We're wasteful in Europe as well, but I think we really need to take a long, hard look at what we're doing. And it's all about consumption and sales and selling you the next big thing. And all the other stuff we sold you 3 or 4 years ago, just stick that in the trash can. And that's the problem we've actually got. This consumerism and built-in redundancy. Not by redundancy, I don't mean things that have got redundancy. In fact, what we mean by that is we know that they'll be broken within 3 years. It's no point spending anything on any electronic device now because it is redundant before it even reaches the customer. So a bit of a disappointment, as you probably gather from my tone.
Yeah, I think you're completely right on that. One short last question for you. What I saw was somebody going to you with a little three-chapter book, and you signed it. That must be a great feeling. What about the book? When will be is the schedule?
Yeah, it's quite weird for me to have this kind of reputation. I mean, I'm a bit notorious for walking around the conferences with the T-shirts on, which is becoming a bit of an occupational hazard because I get stopped by so many people. But I'm just this ordinary guy who wrote some guides and writes a blog. I'm nobody really special. So for somebody to come along and say, please autograph this book, it's a bit weird, to be quite honest. But I'm not complaining. As for the book, I think I might have said to you back in Nice earlier this year, we'd hope for a summer release. And when that didn't come, I'd hope for a VMworld release. But I think I've taken on board really what Scott and Ron have said, which is the book will be ready when it's ready. There's no need for us to rush or hurry. There's so much expectation from us. It's scary to some degree, especially for somebody like me who's written a lot of stuff that's been for free. Somebody downloads a guide for free and it's got an error in, nobody worries. But when they buy a book on Amazon,
it's good.
It's a good feeling, but there's a huge level of like kind of expectation around that. So I'm going to make another promise, which is Christmas. Okay. Santa might have a present for you in his sack. So your wife will buy you the book, and when you wake up in the morning, you'll go, "Oh, great! You bought me a book on virtualization as a Christmas present. That must mean you really love me." You know, so
you met my wife, so you know what she will do.
I mean, you know, don't expect aftershave or anything like that. Okay. Expect a book on VMware. What a great Christmas present that would be.
Mike, thanks for the interview and have a nice VMworld.
Cheers, thank you very much.
The chances for an average Dutch boy are 1 to 1 million. Erik Sloof took his chances. He went on the radio. Now, he's on the Twilight Zone.